These are the famous words of the Mesillas Yesharim as well, in his introduction. Ukefi hashir asher kavash es Yitzray v'savoysav v'nisrachek min hamarchikim oisai min hatayv. According to the amount that a person controls his Yetzer Hara and his desires, and he distances himself from the things that distance him from the good, which is Hashem, v'nishtadeh lidavik bay, and he tried to connect to which is good, to that measure will he be granted the ultimate good and enjoy it. Now, being that Hashem decreed that the physical self and the neshama need to separate and part ways for a while so that the guf can be destroyed and eventually rebuilt in the world of Tchiyas HaMeisim, there's a time lapse where the neshama and guf are separate. During this time, each one has their place. The guf's place is in the earth, so that it can decompose and rebuild, as Hashem decreed. Ki afar ata, you are dirt, earth, ve'al afar toshuvin, to earth you will return. The neshama has a place in the olam ha-neshamas, and it's important to understand the language here, because colloquially we call this world that the Ramchal is talking about, we call it Gan Eden, we call it Olam Haba, but that's not the accurate term. The accurate term for it is Olam HaNeshamas, the world of the Neshamas, and Olam Haba actually refers to the time after Tchiyas HaMesim, and that's the way that Ramchal is going to refer to it, Olam HaNeshamas. And in Olam HaNeshamas, during that time, the Neshama basks in the presence of Hashem and enjoys a Me'ain, a fraction of what it'll eventually enjoy after Tchiyas HaMesim, in Olam Haba, in the world to come, the world that exists after Tchiyas HaMeisim, the world of perfection. Now, of course, during this time as well, each neshama enjoys the connection to Tov in the Olam HaNeshamas and the presence of Hashem according to the level which they prepare themselves on this world. If a person worked to connect to Hashem in this world, in the world of the neshamas as well, they'll benefit according to their effort. Like the language of the Mesillas Yesharim, according to them, how much effort you put into it, that's how much you will reap the reward. But the final and true shleimus, the perfection and real connection to Hashem, is only achieved in Olam Haba, the world to come, which is after Tchiyas HaMeisim. The neshama and eventually the guf have a great benefit from this time in Olam HaNeshamas. What the Ramchal explains here is quite fascinating. This Olam HaNeshamas, which we call Gan Eden, is a place for the neshamas, like what we would call on this world a Beit Hachlama, a place, you know, where women who just gave birth recover. It's that kind of place for the neshama. It's a rehabilitation clinic. So he explains as follows. Once Hashem decreed that death is inevitable and it's impossible for the neshama to do its part in perfecting the guf, this caused damage to the neshama itself, and he explains that there are three aspects to this. Number one, the neshama is connected to the guf, which is physical and lacking and far from spirituality. It's a bal chisaron, and this affects the neshama negatively. Second, the neshama is prevented from truly shining and expressing its beauty in kedusha as long as it's connected to the guf. Although we do mitzvahs and good deeds, this brings more light into our souls and it elevates us greatly. Nonetheless, the neshama is still largely held back by the guf from truly expanding and growing with the holiness it possesses. It's repressed, it's bottled up, it's inhibited fully by the limitations of the guf. The guf also loses because of this, since the true purpose of the neshama was to purify and perfect the guf. But after the chait, it isn't possible without the death process. So the neshama has all this energy, all this power, all this light, and it can't express it. It's squashed inside it, and that also negatively affects the neshama. And third, he says, a fascinating idea. The neshama loses out by not being able to perfect the guf, which is what it was created to do, and perfecting something or someone else is the only true shleimus. And this is a fascinating application of a known concept. We understand, and the Ramchal has explained to us, that the true good and perfection is giving to others. This concept is being applied to the relationship between the guf and the neshama. The neshama reaches its own personal perfection by perfecting the guf and it can't do that in this world, and therefore it's negatively affected by that. Essentially, the nature of the neshama is to perfect the guf, and when it's prevented from doing that, which is intrinsic to its nature, what it was created for, it is affected by that. It's hurt by that as well.